Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
All right, you're very welcome back. Now, as ever, if anybody wants to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at Off the Ball. You can subscribe on facebook.com/Off the Ball. And I could just take a moment to recommend that you all turn your mentions on Facebook so that we can hit you up every morning for OTB AM, our brand new breakfast show. That'd be good. And you won't feel like you're missing out like some people who have FOMO because they haven't seen this show yet. But anyway, let's talk racing. It's time for Friday Night Racing with Don and John. Don McLean and John Duggan are with us. And before we look forward, let's look back to an amazing achievement last weekend.
Johannes Vermeer takes the lead, 200 metres to go. Johannes Vermeer in front, but here comes Rekindling. Johannes Vermeer rekindling, Max Dynamite back to the inside at the 100. Johannes Vermeer rekindling, wearing it down. Johannes Vermeer and Rekindling, stride for stride. Rekindling has won the Emirates Melbourne Cup. From in second place, Johannes Vermeer, third, Max Dynamite.
Yeah, so an Irish 1-2-3 in the Melbourne Cup, Don. That's pretty impressive.
Look, it was unbelievable, Ger. Like, you know, when you think back to before Vintage Crop won it. Now, I know it's 24 years ago, but before Vintage Crop won it, they said that no Northern Hemisphere horse could ever win it. So Dermot Wells sent Emma to win it. Meaty Puzzle then won it, and no Irish horse has won it since. And to have a 1-2-3, like, there's so many things about it, Ger. Like, first of all, Joseph O'Brien's train Rekindling to win it after the season that Rekindling had. Like, he won the Ballysacks Stakes at Leopardstown back in April. He ran in the Derby. He won the Curragh Cup, beat the older horse in the Group 2 race at the Curragh. He ran in the St. Ledger. And then to go to Australia, he's only three. Well, he's three and a half. He's a four-year-old by Southern Hemisphere standards, but he's only three. No three-year-old had won the race since 1941. Joseph was actually born the same year that Vintage Crop won it. So it's unbelievable. And a father-son with Aidan having the second Johannes Vermeer, and then Willie Mullins sending Max Dynamite to finish third. Thomas Hobson was sixth, and if he'd had a better run through the race, he might have got into the first four. So it was like such an incredible result all round. And, you know, the impact that race has in Australia, it's our Grand National multiplied by our Derby. Like, it's massive. And for Irish-trained horses to go and finish first, second and third, it was quite incredible.
Yeah, it's funny, Don, that and Ger, that Patrick Mullins, who's Willie's son and assistant trainer, said that they travelled the other side of the world and were beaten by horses from down the road in Kilkenny and Tip. So I was brought on a stable tour of Ballydoyle 8 years ago, and Aidan was great. He brought us in a minibus down along the gallops, and it's almost like a private course, like Epsom. And who was really prominent riding the horses? Joseph. At 16 years of age, and you're going, there's big things planned for Joseph here. Of course, he was a jockey. He won the Derby on Australia and Camelot, but genetics of height and weight got in the way. 18 months a trainer, and he trains the winner of the Melbourne Cup. Like, it's stupendous. It's an incredible achievement and one of the greatest days in the history of Irish racing. I don't think it's hyperbole to say that.
Yeah, no, remarkable stuff for sure. Just how good a trainer can Joseph O'Brien be here, Don?
Oh, look, he could be. You know, the owner, Lloyd Williams, he said, look out, Aidan. Joseph is on your shoulder. Sure, look, he could do anything. You know, like, Aidan's done everything. Aidan's now 27 Group 1 winners this year. He's broken every record. Aidan had the 1-2-3 in the Arc last year. He had the 1-2-3-4 in the Dewhurst. He's been champion trainer in Ireland now 20 times. So Joseph's only 24. He could do anything, Chair. Like, really, he obviously has that inherited understanding of horses from his dad and his mum. He's been around horses, as John says, all his life. Like, he's, you know, bred in Ballydoyle, born, raised in Ballydoyle, riding all those top class horses, and he's doing it with National Hunt horses and flat horses. So, look, you know, the records that Aidan's setting, there's no telling how good Joseph could be or what he could achieve, all going well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, spot on. A lot of prize money as well. I think it was around €4 million for the whole thing, and around €2 million for the winner. So obviously that has got a part of it. But yeah, he trained a Group 1 winner in Intricately last year, He had a Galway hurdle winner with Tigris River. It's difficult to be able to go and train horses on the flat and the jumps.
Well, I was just about to say, Willie Mullins, obviously a pretty good flat trainer as well, finishing third in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
It's like almost an afterthought. It's like, oh, hang, okay, right.
Yeah, Willie's been really going for this the last few years, and they'll be disappointed. This is how good Irish racing is right now. Willie be disappointed that they sent Max Dynamite down there and got beaten by their own.
Yeah, it's a crazy achievement. Let's move on and talk about the racing this weekend then. So we're going to talk about Wincanton on Saturday and also a couple of races at Navan that we want to point you in the direction of. But before we do all that, Don, Bristol Demai came home at 9-1.
Yeah, that was one of those races where it worked out. The two big guns, as we discussed, Coenigree and Q-Card, they disappointed. Coenigree has come home with an overreach. He was pulled up. Q-Card fell. So I suppose he only had a stable companion to beat in the end, but it was a good win by him, and he's probably going to go on to the best rail chase now, where he'll meet Sizing John. It looks like Jessica Harrington has Sizing John on track for that, and Q-Card might run on that as well if he's none the worse for his fall, which he reportedly, you know, he's reportedly fine again. So at this stage of the season, Jarrett, everything that wins, you're looking forward and seeing what they're going to do next.
Okay, we'll try and keep Bristol and Mye on side for the rest of the season. So let's start with Wincanton, the 3 o'clock, the Unibet Elite Hurdle. And this is a small enough field here. But again, so last year, Sor Royale won this one. This year, we're looking at Loch Derg Spirit, Charbel London Prize, Zubair at the top of the betting.
Yeah, Zubair, like it's hard to know what's going to be favourite, Jared. They haven't really settled on a favourite. I suppose Zubair... He was a good horse last spring, and even during the summer he was only just beaten in the Scottish Champion Hurdle by Chesterfield. He made a mistake at the second last of the last flight and he just got caught. But it's a limited handicap, so the better horses interior, they're giving away weight. But I still think that Charbel, who has to give way to everything, I still think that he could be well handicapped over hurdles. People remember him, he's the horse who fell in the Arkle against Altior last March, when we would have given him a race, and Altior could be anything. He's one of these. He's a challenger for a peak form Duvan this year, all going well. Hopefully they'll meet somewhere. But Charbel, he's back over hurdles now. But he was a really good hurdler as well. He finished fifth in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. He won a good race at Musselburgh before that. So he's back over hurdles. He's £5 lower over hurdles than he is over fences, so he gets to carry £5 less now, given that it's a hurdle race. Now, he hasn't run over hurdles since he's shown that improved form last season as a novice over fences, so there's every chance that he could be as good. I just heard Kim Bailey, a trainer, interviewed on Racing UK today, and he said that he has him right and well, and that, you know, good ground will be a positive for him. But actually, there's plenty of rain forecast for him in Canton, and actually he has form. Tom Mullins trained him in Ireland. He won two bumpers in Ireland for Tom Mullins, both on soft ground. So I'd say easy ground wouldn't be an issue for him. And he's got form over hurdles and soft ground as well for Kim Bailey. So easy, like if the rains come, it wouldn't be a major negative for him. He's about a 4-1. Maybe he's strong enough in the market now. He's about a 7-2, 4-1 shot. But I think he could run a big race all right.
Okay, so that's the 3 o'clock at Wincanton. The main tip for the weekend, though, is coming from the 3:35 at Wincanton. This is the Badger Ales Trophy. This is another handicap chase with a relatively big field here. Your tip here is Mr. Mix each way at around about 10-1.
Yeah, I suppose the starting point in this race is Paul Nicholls. He loves this race. He's won it, I think, 7 times since 1999. He should have won it last year at Southfield Theatre. He fell at the last and he was probably going to go on and win. And Southfield Theatre runs again tomorrow, but it was a different race last year. There were only 7 runners and it wasn't as good a race as this year. And Southfield Theatre is £3 higher than he was last year. So he's a player all right, but he's probably going to find it more difficult than last year. And Mr. Mix, he's a little bit of an unknown, Jer, in that he's a very young horse. He's only run 4 times over fences. So it's the potential for progression that you're kind of backing if you're backing him. Now, he did win well last time. He stayed on well to beat Forgotten Gold, and the two of them came away from Gentleman John, who actually won this race last year. So that was a good run. It was his first run over at 3.25 miles, so he stays well. It was good ground that day, but he does, again, have form on soft ground, and softer ground will bring his stamina into play over 3 miles exactly tomorrow, whereas he's won over 3.25. The handicap are raising £5 for that win, but because he's only 6 and he's only run 4 times over fences, he's got lots of potential to progress beyond that. And the fact that he's trained by Paul Nicholls, that's a positive. He's probably had this race in mind for him. Harry Cobden rides him, good young rider, and he's got really good course form. He's run at Wincanton twice, won summer hurdles, won summer friends, and he's won both times. So, you know, as we often mention, Ger, course form is important anywhere, and it is a positive to be able to have proven that you can perform under those conditions. And yeah, look, it's a good each way race. 18 runners, bookies will be going the first four, some of them might be going the first five. So yeah, I think he's an each way best.
Yeah, you're seeing a bit of money from him down from 12s to 9s at some places. You're doubling down.
Yeah, and this is no lack of a homework or Berwalia. I did do my research in this race today, and I have written down here, Mr. Mix is an improving 6-year-old who recently won at the course, might be worth an each way chance at 11-1. Bit of money for Venetia Williams' horse, Victor Touzan, who ran well at Cheltenham before fading at the festival. But Don, I'm with you. Mr. Mix, we're both going for it.
We'll be, yeah. Go down together.
Victor Touzan's in from 14s to 9s as well. So
Venetia Williams and handicaps. It's a good thing.
Yeah, this is her time of year as well. November, December, that's when the Venetia Williams start coming to the fore. And she was in the doldrums actually last month, but she's had a couple of horses run well now recently this week, and a winner there at Newbury. So, I suppose it's not surprising that the money has come for him.
Where do we see horses like these reemerge later on? These are handicap chasers, and we'll see them again and again and again running kind of fairly regularly.
Yeah, you'll see them at the likes of in the Cheltenham. There's they always call it the William Hill, a 3-mile handicap chase at Cheltenham, those kind of races. Don't know if you'll really see them in the Hennessy, but yeah, they'll pop up here and there. But for a lot of them, like Mr. Mix is a horse probably going places if he shows the right progression. But a lot of these horses have had their better days, and I think that's why Don and myself have gone for this one as an each way selection.
Right, on to Navan then on Sunday. This Mullen hurdle at 1:40 on Sunday, Dom. We want to have a quick look at this. Apples Jade 5-2 on at the moment. Jar's Girl, second favourite at the moment at 4-1. Monksland around about 5s. And then after that, big prices about the two remaining horses. So this is all about everybody seeing Apples Jade and seeing what kind of form we're going to see from Apples Jade over the rest of the year.
Yeah, exactly. It's great that she's back. Again, that's what happens at this time of year. The stars from last year return, and Appleshade was a big star last year. She was a super mare. Like, she won that mare's hurdle at Cheltenham when herself and Vroom Vroom Rag and Limonee went to the last together. That was, for me, that was one of the races of the festival, if not of the season. And then she looked even better at Punchestown. So she sets a high standard. She does have to give £7 to Jerry's Girl. And Jerry's Girl, while she probably was a little bit disappointing last time at Tipperary, she's a top-class mare as well. There wasn't much between them as novices. And Jerry's Girl gets £7. Jade's obviously progressed. But Jerry's Girl, like, she won on the flat at Roscommon in September on heavy ground. So she kind of had a bit of a stop-start season last year. But that run on the flat showed that she was well. And she's back over 2.5 at Navan, which is a good big galloping track, which is probably close to optimum for her. It's probably close to optimum for Appleshade as well. So 2.5 miles is probably both their optimum distance at this stage. And Monksland is in there as well. He's a high-class horse. He probably wasn't overly impressive in winning last time at Thurles, but we know how good Monksland is, and he sets a good standard. So, but like, I think you're right, Ger. I think it's going to be interesting to see the two mares against each other, and the fact that Appleshade has to give £7 to Jerry's Girl, who is a race fit. Appleshade is making a seasonal debut. That makes it very interesting.
Yeah, so maybe you'd be taking on Appleshade at 5-2 on?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be. I won't be having a bet in the race, Jared. Like, it's just a really interesting race to watch. And those two mares, like, you just want them to go and run really well and then move on to the next level, because they're two really exciting mares. Like, you know, they've been around for a while, but they're still only 5. It seems like they've been around for quite a while, but they're still young yeah. horses, young race horses. So there should be plenty more to come from both.
Yeah, I would agree with Don, and the Apples Jade, I think, is the most obvious winner, and the horse that I would like to have seen in the Champion Hurdle last March, but went the mare's route, beaten on a reappearance last year. She's the most talented horse in the race. Is Jerry Girl's maybe advantage in terms of fitness something that could work to her advantage in the colours of Jamie McManus, but not a race to have a bet on? I'll give you a bet before we go.
All right, the 2:10 at Navan. This is the Tote.com 4-3 chase. Again, only 6 runners in this, but it's slightly closer at the top of the betting. Alessier Dirland at 5-4 and the Game Changer at 7-4.
Yeah, look, again, it's cut up a little bit, but it's always a really good race. It's been won by some luminaries of the past. But yeah, this year Dirland, as well, it's a similar scenario. He has to give a little bit away to the Game Changer. This year Dirland is coming back. He's making the season's return, whereas the Game Changer comes into the race fit. I suppose the game changer probably wouldn't want the ground to get too soft. And like Navan on Sunday in the middle of November, it's probably going to be soft ground, so that might not be ideal for him. Clarkham is in there as well. But again, look, it's a really interesting race, Ger. I think, though, that the betting is probably it's correct that a Lithuania Dielan and the game changer should be on top of the market.
Yeah, once again, not a betting race, but of the horses in the race I've looked at, I do like the game changer. I think on his best form, he's got a solid chance of making the frame. He's in and out, and that's the reason you don't put your money in your pocket.
All right, you did have a bet for us?
Yeah, 145 at Nace tomorrow. I'm 2 out of 2, Ger, in the slot, so I'm going for the hat trick. Not at the extravagant prices of Don McLean and more of the shorties, but Paloma Blue, 11-4, was second behind Faina, the ill-fated Faina, in a race at Punchestown last season. I think this horse is going places for Henry de Bromhead at 11-4. I think it's one to be on tomorrow, Paloma Blue.
All right, do you like the sound of that, Don?
Yeah, that's a fascinating race. Like, Palisader's in there making his debut over hurdles for Gordon Elliott. Next Destination is there as well in Paloma Blue. I wouldn't disagree with John. Like, he's an exciting horse. So, look, it's a really good maiden hurdle. There should be plenty of winners coming out of it.
All right, good stuff, lads. Thanks very much.
All right, Don. Cheers. Thanks, Ger.
For more from Don, check out donmclean.com. And that's our Friday night racing slot here with you every Friday night on Off the Ball. It's a massive weekend, obviously, of international sport. We're going to be talking to Ray Houghton as we build up to the big match in Copenhagen on tomorrow's show. Nathan Murphy and Kevin Caban in the commentary box for that one. We're also going to be giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets to the second leg on Tuesday night with thanks to Carlsberg. We've got full coverage of the game against South Africa at the Aviva with Alan Quinlan, John de Villiers and Nick Popplewell. We're going to be hearing from Joe Kernan and Ross Munley ahead of the first test in the International Rules Series. Then on Sunday and Off the Ball, full reaction to all those games. Kenny Cunningham, Matt Holland, Stephen Elliott and Stephen Reid on the football. Andy Dunn and Bernard Jackman on the rugby. And the papers with Tommy Martin and Cliona Foley. But that is your lot for tonight. Splunk is up next. We'll see you tomorrow around about 1 o'clock. Good night.
Off the Ball on Newstalk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.